Well, good morning. Well, today we really get our money's worth. We get a nice long gospel. You know, it's just that thing, you know. But today's, I guess, premier symbol is water. You know, we heard about water in the first reading from Genesis, how the Israelites were, you know, departing from Egypt, and there they are in the desert. And they're thirsty. Strange thing, in the middle of the desert, no water. Yeah, you get that way. And they were looking for somebody to blame, and of course, Moses is the one they blame because they brought him there. So Moses goes to God and said, Lord, you got to help me here. And so God tells him, take the staff, beat on the rock, give him the water, and he did. It all worked out, and they were all refreshed. They all got the water, and they went on their journey. But you know, we don't appreciate water here like, well, you would if you were in the desert. When there's no water, it's, you know, when you get thirsty, it's bad when there's no water. And those people were thirsty. And they weren't just thirsty for themselves. They think about their whole families and what's going to happen, what's going to happen. Kind of like the coronavirus right now. What's going to happen, what's going to happen? And yet, they survived. God was with them. And I think God's with us too. As we go on this journey of life, there's many pitfalls, many scares along the way, but trust in God. In our gospel today, another perspective on water. Jesus is in the desert now. He's in this town of Sychar. He comes to the well, and it's hot. It's noontime. And I'm guessing there's not a nice beach umbrella that he could stand under. There's no mention of that, no shade trees, just sitting there in the heat. And this woman comes along, and of course, she's got her water jug that she's going to fill up, and he says to her, give me a drink of water. And her response was, hey, I'm a Samaritan. I'm a woman. You're a Jew. You're not supposed to be talking to me. And Jesus went on, saying that if you knew who I was, instead of saying that, you might say, give me some of your living water, which he said, I would give you. That living water that wells up inside of you and brings you eternal life. And the woman says, give me some of this water so I don't have to come back here anymore, that I'll never be thirsty again. And then he goes on, why don't you get your husband and come back? That whole scenario about her husband. And then he says, no, I know you have five husbands and this guy isn't your husband. So you think, well, why did she come there at noon? I mean, she could have come in the morning or in the afternoon, but she came in noontime because nobody else would be there. She was kind of a reject from even the Samaritans because of her checkered life. Jesus saw that. He saw something in her that was worth saving. And he was going to use that woman, as we'll find out, of course, because she recognizes him as a prophet. And then this whole discussion about we worship on the mountain, you worship in Jerusalem, and Jesus, someday we won't have to worship anywhere because the Father's in the Spirit, you know? And it's in spirit and life that you worship. And then she began this discussion about the Messiah, the Christ, the one who is to come, and Jesus said, that's me. I don't think he was ever so straightforward with anybody else in the Gospels. I mean, nobody. I mean, he's kind of alluded to it, but never just said, that's me. I am the Messiah. But he said it to her. And he said it to her because he was trying to inspire her, to strengthen her, to give her the grace to take the next step. And she did. She went into town and became a missionary. And you think about it. How can those people who didn't want to have anything to do with her suddenly hang on her every word? Because she was bringing news of the Christ, the Messiah, the one who's to come. And that he told her everything that she had ever done. And they were mesmerized by it. And they came. Meanwhile, back at the well, the disciples came back wondering, why isn't he eating? And Jesus is trying to tell them, I have already eaten. And they're going, what? Where from? Who gave it to you? And he said, no, I've been fed because I have done the will of the Father. I'm doing what the Father asked me to do. That's food enough for me. And then, of course, we hear the rest of it. And the people came and they listened to him and they invited him to stay. And he did. 2 days. And I don't know that we've ever heard a gospel quite like that, where Jesus actually reached out to a whole town. They came and he responded and he stayed there. Samaritans. These were the outcast people. The ones that Jews don't want to have anything to do with. But I think that's why Jesus was so open with the woman. They needed to hear. They needed to understand that Jesus is the Christ. Now, what does this say to you and me? You know, I think, well, I'm not worthy to carry the good news of salvation to people around here. Well, of course. If this woman who was rejected by everybody in the world was able to do it, then we ought to be able to do that too. And we don't necessarily have to do it in preaching or, great works. It's just those simple things that we do, caring about people, being kind and loving and generous, patient. Those things are things that people are drawn to because they're gifts of the Holy Spirit. And when we use those gifts, we grow faith in the people around us. So today, on this third Sunday of Lent, as we come to the altar, we ask God to strengthen us with the body of Christ so that we too might become like the woman at the well.